There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having seven kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Money. That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Hey, welcome in. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard as we are live, as always, in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Coming up over the next 3 hours today, we have Josh Applebaum in 30 minutes, VSiN host. Does a lot of podcasts here, really good on reading the market. We'll get a market update on him for the NFL coming up at that time. Pat 40 college football in an hour is going to be fantastic. Sal Palantonio on the Eagles. Oh, boy, they got to be just, again, he's got to be giddy. That whole city's got to be giddy right now with excitement. Giddier than Paulie, who said the other day, I'd be disappointed if they don't win 15 games.
Absolutely.
That's in 90 minutes, and Mike Palm in studio today. A little bit later on, there is so much to get into today on a Wednesday. We have movement in college football. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow night with Tua. And now in baseball, Paulie, this is with 1 week to go. Again, a week from today, they play all the games at the same exact time. That's how you close the regular season. I love the scheduling there. But now in the National League East, after last night's loss by the Mets, Braves won. Those two teams are tied. And the Mets this morning, after hovering around $4 or more for most of the year, they're $1.50.
Yep.
Ooh.
Yep. Yeah, hopefully we have drama in that final day. That remains to be seen. The other thing, taking care of business, the Braves, 16-1 last 17 in D.C. That's incredible. But, you know, sometimes you can't do anything if your starting pitcher comes out and vomits on himself. And that's what happened last night. Didn't give them a chance. They were down 4-0 early. That's only a two-game set, so they need it today. But you still got to like their chances because how they set up the rotation in Atlanta, where it's Bassett, DeGrom, and Scherzer. And if they get one game in Atlanta, that means they get the tiebreaker. So, yes, they would still be a game back with three to play, but then they have the tiebreaker, and they close with Washington, who's 15-53 in the division.
Uh-huh.
Oh, mama. And Atlanta goes to Miami, and guess who they might see on that Wednesday? Sandy. How good would that be? Braves need it for the division, and they're taking on Sandy. Now, that would be juicy. Mm-hmm. Give me that.
Look at that potential. As of right now, those are the projected starters for the weekend series between the Mets and the Braves. Bassett against Freed. That's the Friday matchup. Again, as of right now, this could change. Saturday is DeGrom versus Wright. How juicy is that? And then Sunday night baseball, you got to have the multi-TV set up to watch the NFL and baseball Sunday night. Scherzer takes on Morton.
I would like him in that game a lot. Yeah.
You would like Scherzer?
Yes.
The only thing missing here is Strider's unavailable for the Braves.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of hurts with that team. But I will say this. I mean, I know what you said about the Nationals. Yes, one of the worst teams in baseball. Yes, only 15 wins inside the division. The Mets have lost to a lot of bad teams throughout the year.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go back and look at their schedule, especially like in recent weeks, it's like, wait a second, how are they losing this game? What happened here? How did DeGrom give up that many runs to the A's, et cetera? They should not be in this spot.
Yep. You can't lose to the A's. They're not a bad team, as we saw again last night, but they got swept at home by the Cubs. That cannot happen late in the season. And the Cubs beat the Phillies again, and the Cubs are 4-0 against the Phillies. So it's going to be a great race between these teams. And you're right, based on the odds of change and how high. I grabbed Atlanta at the height at 7-1. Because remember, Atlanta was 9 back twice this year. I think 10.5 was the biggest lead, if Dustin can help me out. But I think I got the 10.5, but I did grab the Braves 7-1. So there were a couple times, especially when they took 4 out of 5 against the Braves, where you thought this thing was over and the Mets were just going to cruise the division title. It did get to 10.5.
10.5, okay. Yeah. So I want to throw this out there today, because I have the Braves on several tickets to win this division. One of which is a 4-team parlay. The other 3 are already in the bag, right? So I just need the Mets to win the division. I have yet to take anything on the Mets to kind of lock in a profit here. I wanted to ride this one out the entire time, and I didn't feel comfortable laying, you know, $3, $4 with the Mets. I said, screw it. If I lose this ticket, fine, I lose it. Uh-huh. It's no big deal. But if I win it, a 4-team parlay will be pretty decent. So do I hop in today on the Mets? Do I lay $1.50 today? Or do I give it one more day? Because Lizardo goes for the Marlins tonight. And that's maybe a winnable game, because that dude is really good on the road.
Sure, and who knows what Walker's going to give him. I would just bet the Mets to take 2 out of 3 in Atlanta. You can do that.
Find the series price?
The series price. Do that. But I think the Mets will be favored in those last 2 games. What say you?
Against the Braves?
Yes. DeGrom against Wright and Scherzer against Morton. I think the Mets will be a small road favorite.
So we got a really good detailed email on this yesterday. I think it was from Kevin. Thank you, Kevin, for sending it in, ftm@vsin.com. I would disagree with what he had to say and agree with what you just did. I think you have to make DeGrom, because Kevin in his email said he thinks Wright would be a small favorite. I don't think so.
No.
I think DeGrom's going to have to be a small favorite on the road against Kyle Wright. And then also, yeah, for sure, Sunday night, Scherzer is going to be, in my opinion, would need to be $1.15, $1.20 in that range, maybe up to $1.25 against Morton, maybe that high. And then on Friday night, I think it has to be Fried favorite over Bassett.
140, 150, 140? Something about
Fried,
that?
I would make it in the 140 range. Now, did you see this promotion that the Marlins are doing for this weekend?
Quickly, hold that thought. Quickly, if the Mets take 2 out of 3, though, it's over.
Well, that's if...
Because they have the tiebreaker, and they'd have a game lead.
But that's assuming they take care of business against the
Nationals. Well, that's true. They have to win tonight, too.
So
I don't think that'll be a problem. They don't have to win 2 of the 3.
When the Braves go to Miami to close out the season, the Marlins are basically, I saw this on social media, they're running a campaign and a promotion urging the people who are New Yorkers living in Florida, saying, hey, for the first time ever, come to our stadium and root on the Marlins against the Braves.
I like
it. It's actually, to me, I saw it, I'm like,
good.
That's a brilliant idea.
Yep. That's excellent.
You said you should urge every single Mets fan that lives in the area to say, come on in. We'll welcome you in. Wear your Mets jersey. We don't even care. But just fill up the stadium and root against the Braves the entire time they're playing here.
Free concessions. Give them anything they want.
Yep.
Free food.
I've been
drinks.
There. I was at that stadium 7 years ago. $14 for a beer.
Oh, wow.
Sure, had to pay off the Stanton contract at the time. Right?
Oh, man. It's like a Vegas nightclub.
Uh-huh.
Brutal. So the other thing is, these teams that are out of it, how are they going to treat that Wednesday? You know, for the integrity of the game business, and yeah, I'm not big into that. It's 162 games. But will Arizona throw Gallen on the final day, and will the Marlins throw Sandy on the final day? Mm-hmm. And if so, how long will they go? That'll be something to keep an eye on as well. And the other thing, the books are crushing the players here. That's 7 games in a row Judges failed at a home run.
Uh-huh.
And as David Purdom tweeted, and our own Ben Fowkes, more people at numerous books are betting the Judge prop more than the actual game.
Yep.
It's nuts. And he can't do it. Can't get it. The pressure, and now he can't even see anything. I mean, you've been calling for this for a long time. They walked him four times yesterday.
Yeah, we talked about that. If you could find, like, the walk prop or the intentional walk prop. I don't think he was intentionally walked last night, but just walk props overall for him, which I couldn't find. But if you could find that, that was maybe a good angle, thinking that the Blue Jays were going to, you know, put him on base a bunch of times rather than pitch to him. Because, again, these are very important games for the Blue Jays. Now, it is interesting because we had Nick Bogdanovich, who works at Circa Sports now, on Monday, and he said here, it's like, eh, that'll tell you the difference, right, between maybe all books are not the same, I guess is my point.
Well, then the East Coast compared to here,
that's
too.
The thing, right? East Coast books, player props, much more prevalent, bigger deals out here. Only one example, but I'm going to guess that's also the case at several books out here in Las Vegas because, you know what? Half of them probably don't even offer Aaron Judge props. So they've said that before.
Yeah.
About the first periods with hockey, not that big of a deal. Well, how would you know if you never offered it?
It's going to happen Saturday. I think it's just how it's meant to be. And the Peter King article Monday, if he hits one Saturday, he'll match Maris 61 years to the day after Maris hit 61 in 1961. And now Baltimore, which was plus 450 last week, now it's only one more game against Toronto. And then they have Baltimore at home, and then they go to Texas for four. So it seems like the stars have aligned. Well, he'll do it on Saturday, at least a tie. But, you know, it's hard to do. He's got nine games left. He's got to hit, nine or eight? He's got to hit two more home runs. It's tough.
It also feels like that's the day because as pissed off as people were last week about ESPN breaking into college football coverage, this week's schedule in college football is just bonkers.
Now, how about that?
They're gonna probably just say, hey, here we go. He's up to the plate again, so let's cut into Alabama-Arkansas to see Judge.
Yankee fans are Giant fans.
Yeah.
And Jet fans like the Mets. So Monday Night Football with the Giants, ESPN did not cut in to the at-bats.
I was surprised by that.
After doing it on Saturday.
And if ever you're going to go to the split screen, it could have been that night, but they didn't. But that's why either 61 or 62, and I think that would make some sense, right? Here you go. Look at this. We're in the fourth quarter right now. It's a tie game. Let's go to Aaron Judge right now live to see what happens here. Oh, there's a four-pitch walk again.
Yep. Well, this is juicy, though, too, because as we've talked about, this is enormous to win your division. Because if the loser of the NL East has to start out next Friday, you're playing the best of three. So if that's the Mets, you burn these guys.
Yeah.
Because if the Mets then survive that first round against probably, I guess, Philly or, probably the Padres, then you have to come back and play Tuesday. You can't throw DeGrom or Scherzer. You're going to burn them. It's going to be burned.
Sure.
You might have to, one of them might have to go Wednesday in the final regular season game. So how of this. This could work.
That's why, I mean, this is so good. And you brought this up yesterday. We don't have like a true division race anymore because, it's not like it was back in 1993 where, hey, you're going to win the division you're in. If you miss it, you're out. But this is the next best thing. The way with the new format goes, you have to admit that, right? Because it's so important to win your division now based on how the schedule is going to break. And you don't get any days rest for the most part. And how dangerous this team would be if they could just line up DeGrom, Scherzer into Bassett. And have their way with it. But if they can't, that completely changes everything.
Sure. Schedule's enormous.
Kick off the football season with Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. It is your go-to sportsbook for every line, boost, and special. Lace up for week four with Bet Rivers Parlay Insurance and Touchdown Insurance and their offers on every single Sunday. All season long, build a parlay of at least four legs, and if it loses, get your stake back as a free bet of $25. Wager on any player to score the first touchdown on Sunday Night Football and get your money back as a free bet if they score at any time. Head to BetRivers.com or download the BetRivers app. It's a whole new game. We'll recap more of last night's betting action with Win Some, Lose Some coming up next. And you have to love it when a player specifically calls on an opponent and says, I want revenge on you. Details on that next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay. I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun. Such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid back appeal and down home vibes. As a dad of seven kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay. I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun. Such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid back appeal and down home vibes. As a dad of seven kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. NHL season almost here, and our hockey betting experts are ready for the action. The VSiN Hockey Season Prep Guide will be available soon. Strategies, best bets for the season ahead, predictions for teams, players, win totals, daily betting tips, season-long trends to watch, first period overs. This guide's a must-have with key insights and data for both avid hockey bettors and those new to the sport. The VSiN Hockey Season Prep Guide. Get it at VSiN.com/subscribe.
Welcome in to Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We're going to begin this hour talking some college football. We'll be joined by Pat Forty, Sports Illustrated, has covered the sport for a long time. Momentarily, his 40-yard dash column is always great. We'll run down the schedule with him coming up this week. It's a really, really good schedule. And Pat Forty is on the horn right now. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Hey, doing well, guys. How are you?
Doing really well.
Good,
really
sir.
Well. We can start with this, and you do such a great job with the 40-yard dash, and I wanted to talk about this right up the head on Washington, because I've watched them play now three times this year, Pat. Penix is the real deal. He looks tremendous. This team is completely different than the one we've seen over the last 4 or 5 years. To go along with a good defense now, they have this offense that just can't be stopped. But I feel like, and I bet them minus one right away against UCLA on Friday night, really good game here. Don't we do this every year with the Pac-12? Like, hey, look at this now. It's Team X, and if they get hot, they can make the playoff. Like, I have so much excitement about this conference now, and specifically this team. Watch them go out there and lose Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, yes, we do it every year. Yeah, whether it's been Utah or Oregon or USC in the past, or, you know, who knows, maybe even a UCLA, like when UCLA beat LSU. So they've got to prove it, no doubt. But I mean, I agree with you. I think they look good. And, you know, my feeling was that Washington had talent last year. They were a poorly coached, dysfunctional team. You take that out, you put in a better coach, you get a really good quarterback. Uh-huh. And all of a sudden, the things look very good. So, big game Friday night against UCLA. UCLA is like, on Wilshire Boulevard, throwing tickets at passing cars, trying to get people to go. So, you know, maybe they can get a crowd and get us some atmosphere. It'll be a good game.
Why has that happened? Do you have an explanation?
You know, it's interesting. I talked to a guy, he's just a UCLA fan, so I can't say that, you know, I'm getting inside information. But that, you know, circumstantial, the bad schedule early because they, you know, they Michigan got dropped from the schedule, heat, whatever. But I wonder if there's some real disenchantment from fans about going to the Pac-12, or I mean the Big Ten. I'm sorry. I don't know that, but if this continues, then it's no longer bad schedule and too hot. You know, it's so like if they're not showing up for this game against Washington,
right?
I know it's a Friday night in LA, so it's like 6 o'clock. It's a little bit difficult, but still, if you're not showing up for this game when your team's 4-0 and the other team's 4-0, there's an issue.
I love your podcast, The College Football Inquirer, and you got into a couple of things I wanted to hit on. You got into this, too, about is everyone staying put now? I mean, not just the Pac-12, but is everyone staying put with the expanded playoff? Because now, why would, if you're Oregon or Washington, why would you leave? Because you have a seat at the table now.
Exactly. You have a seat at the table and a good chance of getting there.
Sure.
So, you know, if would you want to be that team at the top of your conference, or do you want to be the 6th, 7th, 8th possibly best team, maybe as high as 4th or 5th, but still you're down the pecking order appreciably in the Big Ten. And for the fans, at least, you know, the fans don't root for revenue. They root for winning teams. And so give your fans a chance to root for a winning team.
With the expanded playoff coming, how do you think that changes the schedule?
Schedule will be interesting. I mean, I fully expect the SEC soon to announce they're going to 9 league games and getting rid of divisions. Then the non-conference schedule, that's going to be interesting. Will teams still be willing to take on decent opponents? I don't know. I mean, I would hope so, because a strength of schedule still should be very important. And, you know, if you want to be the second team from the Big Ten or the second team from the Big 12 or the third team from the SEC or whatever, then you need to have played some people, I would think. But that's all TBD.
Yeah. Follow the Money, Paulie and Mitch, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, the great Pat Forty, our guest Sports Illustrated College Football Inquirer. You know, it looks like USC is back. You know, they're plus 14 in the turnover battle, which that you can't sustain that. But A&M gives Jimbo all this money. They can't score. They get beat at home by App State. And then Texas, their issues again, and Miami. They were 25-point favorite and got beat by Middle Tennessee. No matter who they bring in, quarterbacks, coaches, Texas and Miami can't get it straightened out.
No, they can't. I mean, the Miami thing's especially like, oh, my God, that's Middle Tennessee, right? I mean, that's not a conference peer. I mean, that's Middle Tennessee going in and handing it to you. I mean, I can't imagine a group of five, middle-of-the-road group of five team having three touchdowns 69 yards or longer against a team that's supposed to be good. I mean, that is
good point.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on there with the defense and the communication? That's incredible. And just you got to be ready to play for that game. That was pitiful. And then Texas, Texas is just such a paper tiger. You know, talk about things that we say every year. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, oh, they look pretty good. Oh, no.
Iowa City has been a house of horrors for Michigan. They haven't won there since 2005. And we talked about the Iowa history against teams at home, against top five teams yesterday, dating back to, I think, 2008. They have one loss. That's it. They do really well at home because it's not easy to go there and play. Michigan is a huge favorite on the road. The Iowa offense, everybody knows, is a mess. Are they laying too many points here? We saw what happened last week when they played their first good opponent.
Yeah, what's the number?
11 now.
Yeah. Tempting to take Iowa for the reasons you just laid out. And, you know, the one thing about playing the schedule Michigan has played is this is going to be a little bit of a culture shock. It's all of a sudden, A, decent opponent, but B, going on the road for the first time. You haven't played anyone. You've had everything your way. You know, had a little bit of a challenge from Maryland, but now you're going up against a defense that's just going to make things difficult. And is J.J. McCarthy going to, you know, not push the envelope and make, you know, avoid making mistakes? I think that's going to be important for him. And just Michigan's going to have to settle in for a grinder. You know, that's one of those games. Yep. You're not going to just reel off big plays. You're not going up and down the field. There will be punting. There will be field position.
Yep.
You know, embrace the grind. I would be wary. I'm going to the game. I'm looking forward to it. I think Michigan is certainly better because I hate the Iowa offense. Who doesn't? But still, it's going to be a grinder.
Do you talk to Wetzel about that? I mean, is Bush Light popular in Iowa?
Apparently it is. Bush Light is apparently popular in a lot of places. I don't fully understand why, but it's especially Midwestern, and I think Iowa especially embraces it. That and Natty Light.
Oh, the Natty.
When you guys are out on the road together, if that happens often at all, I'm unsure. But like, let's say, because you do a great job writing up like craft beers every single time you're and you appreciate good beer. So when you're out and you order like a nice IPA or whatever it is, does he just scoff and say, "No, man, I got to have the Natty Ice"?
Oh, he will have a decent beer. That's one thing. There's a slight element of shtick here. Wetzel does belong to a golf club, and B, on occasion, will drink decent beers.
Okay.
Now, you know, also, if there's no decent beers, he's perfectly happy with the bad stuff. I am less happy with the bad stuff.
Sure.
I'm a little more high maintenance because I have standards.
A little more, well, we're not in college anymore, Pat.
Exactly, right?
Yes, you know? Yes.
We got jobs so we can afford good beer.
You know, I thought of you Friday because we both were big fans of this program. What has happened at Boise? Because they were getting NFL players, and they were they had a chance to make the playoff a couple of years ago. Or, I mean, the Kellen Moore teams, and they were always a top 10 team going in, usually preseason. This is a horror show, and it looked like it was going to – the stars were going to align because Missouri was going to beat Auburn, and they were going to buy out Harsin.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's sad. It's very sad where they are right now. And I'm not – you know, I don't think – the cupboard was fully stocked even in Harsin's last couple of years in terms of talent. But now it's definitely gone downhill. And Andy Avalos is just looking like a bad hire, like a guy who wasn't ready to be a head coach. And Boise had such a long string of hiring people with ties to Boise, you know, that sooner or later you're going to hire the wrong one, and he might be it. 7-5 last year, which was their worst record since the 1990s. And then you're following up this year, and it just looks awful. So I can't say that, you know, definitively they need to make a change at the end of this year. But if Parson is available and things don't get better, I would keep an eye on that for sure.
30 seconds, sir. Are you buying Clemson to be a playoff team?
I was at Clemson Wake. Like the resolve. Love DJ playing that well. He's a very nice young man. But no, I think there's still issues there. Holy cow, that secondary is bad. And Wake Forest thought the secondary was bad and could exploit it, and they did. Now, they had a couple of guys out, so they should be better on the back end eventually, but I don't know. Even, like, the pass rush that's supposed to be that great, they didn't get to Sam Hartman enough. So I am not sold that Clemson is a playoff team.
All right, great answer. Good to talk to you, sir. Keep up the great work.
All right, my pleasure, guys. Thank
you. There you go.
Thanks, Pat.
Pat Forte, Sports Illustrated College Football Inquirer podcast. At one spot, Clemson plus 150 to make the playoff.
I could not bet that.
Whoa, is that low? That's a tough game. A tough game.
Okay, but I'll give you the field. I'll give you the Pac. I'll give you the entire Pac-12 or Clemson. Who's getting in?
Oh boy. Hey, I think it can happen. I think someone can come out of the Pac-12.
So I got it. I'm getting off my Washington bet. Getting off.
They're 10-1.
They're losing the game on Friday night. I hate my bet now. I absolutely hate it. An early look at Week 5 numbers in the NFL coming up next.
Oh, yes.
A more pleasing week to Survivor players, teasers, and only four road favorites on the board.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for First Bet. VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10. Plus, get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. Get up there for that trip, the giveaway at Santa Anita. Hotel, airfare, tickets to the races, $1,000 betting voucher. Come on, what a gift, what a trip. Details at VSiN.com/horses. Sign up now, VSiN.com/horses.
Paulie, I love talking to our next guest. Sal Palantonio has covered the NFL and the Philadelphia Eagles for a long time for ESPN. Always opinionated, always with great insights and perspective, and he joins us now for a couple of minutes here on VSiN. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Good morning, Mitch and Paulie. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing really well, really well. Right out of the gates here, I want to ask you about that team that you've covered for a long time. What do you think is more sustainable? Because as impressive as the offense looks and as great as Jalen Hurts has played, I actually think you can make a case that defense has been better. What do you think long-term, full season here is more sustainable, Hurts' play or the defense?
Wow, that's an interesting question. And I'm going to go defense because I just think their secondary is so buttoned up. It has allowed Jonathan Gannon, who's proven to be a pretty smart guy, to trust what he wants to do up front. And I gotta tell you, with 12 sacks, that's second behind the Cowboys. They're getting after the quarterback. But here's the thing, guys. They're only blitzing the quarterback 19% of the time. That's the third fewest in the National Football League. So they're getting after the quarterback, getting pressure without sending extra bodies, which means, you know, they can cover on the back end. The late, great Jim Johnson, who was the defensive coordinator for Andy Reid all those years, during the Donovan McNabb years, he used to say to me, Sal, he said, Sal, you got to break down the protection, but protect the house at the same time. And that's exactly what this Eagles team is doing.
How important is chemistry? Because it appears they get along and they really like Sirianni.
Well, I think Sirianni has proven to be very adaptable right from the beginning. So if you go back to his first year, the team leadership, Lane Johnson and Jason Kelsey, went to Sirianni in the beginning of June and said, we don't want the mandatory minicamp. We don't think it's necessary. Now, this is a rookie head coach, and he's brought in his program, and he's got his plan. And the players go to him and say, no mandatory minicamp. And he says, okay, we'll try that. We the data backs it up. We'll give it a shot. We don't want to have the mandatory minicamp, and we think we can stay healthier for the regular season. And the Eagles were healthy last season in a way they haven't been in the last 3, 4, 5 years. So no mandatory minicamp this year, and they were one of only two teams this summer not to have one. I think he's been very adaptable. I think the players dig that. I know Jalen Hurts certainly does. Jalen Hurts wants to be treated like an adult. And a lot of these players are really reacting to the way that Sirianni is handling the football team.
Sal, forget about the division for a second. Are they the best team in the NFC right now? And based on what you just said, let's assume for a second that they do stay healthy. Is this the best team in the NFC come mid to late December?
The answer to your first question is yes. I think they're the best team right now. They obviously have the most yards on offense, and they're getting after the quarterback. To me, those things go hand in hand, and they're doing it the best in the NFC. You know, it's definitely sustainable because they have so much talent. And like anything else in the National Football League, it comes down to staying healthy and playing smart. So they're healthy, knock on wood. And you know what? You want every team to be healthy. You want the best competition out there. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. My dad, the great Vito Mario Palantona, used to sit me at the kitchen table and talk to me about Joe DiMaggio all the time. And he used to say, listen, son, if your number four hitter doesn't strike out, you're going to win a lot of pennants. You're going to win a lot of World Series. And he said, if your quarterback doesn't turn the ball over, you're going to have a chance to win the championship. And look at Jalen Hurts in his first 2 years as a full-time starter. He may not have spectacular numbers, although this season his numbers are pretty darn good. But he doesn't turn the football over. He doesn't create negative plays for his football team. He doesn't create bad field position. This is the difference between him and a lot of starting quarterbacks. If he sustains that, they're going to be very good down the stretch. To me, they're going to be one of the top three teams in the NFC all the way through the season.
Oh, yeah. As I said Monday, I'd be very disappointed if they don't win 14 or 15 games. And to me, they should get the one seed. Absolutely. Come on. Look at that schedule. I love this team. Well, how about the Peterson Bowl? Well, how important is this? I guess it means more for Peterson now coming back. But I also thought it was going to be a letdown Sunday for the Eagles with the short week after the big Monday night win, and they dominated Washington.
They did dominate Washington, and they did it through their defensive line. And remember, this Eagles team has not scored points in the fourth quarter. Only team not to score points in the fourth quarter in their first three games. So let's talk about the Dougie P. Bowl. So there have been 12 head coaches who have come back to play the team in which they win a championship with. 12. Doug Peterson is number 12. But this is the first time that a coach, Super Bowl winning coach, is coming back to play his old team where there's a statue in front of the stadium for him. So guess where Uncle Sal is going to be doing his stand-up on Sunday morning, right in front of that statue at Lincoln Financial Field. Can you picture it right now? You like it?
You have to do it. Great move.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yep. Does Uncle Sal think it's too many points, though?
Uncle Sal definitely thinks it's too many points.
Yeah.
100%. 100%. The line... I think there's been some reverse line movement. I think it started at 7. It's now at 6.5. I think a lot of people have jumped on that. And, you know, the betting public in Philadelphia is much, 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 much larger than Duval County. No disrespect to the people of Jacksonville. But so I got to believe there's a lot of Birds fans out there that said, you know what? Love you mean it, Philadelphia. Love you mean it, Eagles. But I think 7's a big number, especially since Dougie P went out there to L.A. and dropped 38 on Chargers.
Yep, hell of a job. How concerned are you, and should people be concerned about the Bills? They have lost 7 close games in a row now the last 2 years. Cannot win a close game.
I don't like it. I definitely don't. You know, they had a built-in excuse this Sunday. Listen. That secondary, he was playing with guys off the street, and they did manage to hold the Dolphins in check, and they beat up Tua pretty good. But that short-armed one hopper in the end zone from Josh Allen in the corner of the end zone that could have put them ahead. That was troubling. And, you know, if you go back to the overtime loss in Kansas City last year in the playoffs, it's a little troubling. It's definitely not a good sign. It definitely is not a good sign.
Mm-hmm. We have like two.
You know, if you look at last year, they lost in New England, and then they came back and beat the living daylights out of the Patriots up in Buffalo. So I expect that to happen this time. We'd all be shocked if Buffalo. I've had Buffalo and the Eagles in the Super Bowl at the beginning of the year, and we'll all be shocked if Buffalo doesn't get the one seed in the AFC right now. I still believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My God, can you imagine if that's the Super Bowl
where
those two fan bases sell? Total bedlam across the country.
That's a lot of ravioli and lasagna out there.
Sal, you're the best. Enjoy the game this weekend. Thanks so much for the time.
Anytime, guys. Anytime.
There you go.
Oh, he's awesome.
Sal Palantonio, his dad, the great Vito. How good of a name is that? Vito Palantonio.
Good name.
No, that's an A-plus name right there.
Yep. Yep, tell him about DiMaggio.
And he also thought that 7, when it opened, was too much.
Yep, Uncle Sal knows.
The Dougie P Bowl.
Good game, right? It's tough, though. Jacksonville's off the big win, too. They were perfect against the Chargers. And now that's...
Yep.
It's bigger for Dougie P. They stole Dougie P to beat it, even after they had success. So
sure,
that's,
sure. You know, it is... We brought this up a little bit. When Jacksonville, there's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay. I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun. Such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay. I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun. Such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid back appeal and down home vibes. As a dad of seven kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Beat Indy, right? The revenge spot there, yeah, because right. Frank Reich seems to get so much credit for that Super Bowl win, and took it out on the Colts in that game.
Now, what if they win this game? Oh boy, three in a row and to beat the Colts, humiliate them, destroy the Chargers, and if he can beat the Eagles,
that really changes.
Best team in the NFC.
That'll be totally eye opening then.
Yes,
if they can do that,
because you go back to back road games, you go West Coast. Now you're back to the. I mean, this would be. They can pull this off.
They were higher than 7-1 to win their division before the Colts game. And now they're, like $2 in that range, maybe a little bit higher to win it. So, up next. So, on that note then, we will talk about the Dolphins and Eagles' first loss. When is it coming here on Follow the Money?
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Lace it up, week four, Bet Rivers Parlay Insurance, Touchdown Insurance every Sunday. It's your go-to book for every line, boost, and special all season long. Build a parlay of at least four legs. If it loses, get your stake back as a free bet up to $25. Wager on any player to score the first touchdown on Sunday night. Get your money back as a free bet if they score at any time. BetRivers.com or download the app. At Bet Rivers, it's a whole new game. Let's rumble.
No bias.
You will respect my authority.
No pulled punches.
Your wife cheated on you because you lost sight of who you are as a man, as a husband.
No agenda.
There is no fear in this dojo.
This is no hyperbole.
This is the best part of the week.
Here's the maestro, Mike Baum.
All right, we whittled it down. Here's number five, the cliff's dull edge. First of all, somebody has to explain to me the fascination with Cliff Kingsbury. The Rams' 20-12 victory over the Cardinals on Sunday afternoon in Glendale moved Sean McVay's career record against Kingsbury to 7-1. Kingsbury took over the Cardinals in 2019 after six stellar seasons in Lubbock, where he posted a record of 35-40. And a stellar campaign in 2015, where the Red Raiders finished tied for fifth in the Big 12. Back to the desert. The Cardinals faced 4th-and-4 from the Rams 26th with just over 11 minutes left in the game, trailing by two scores, 20-9. Would Kingsbury do the right thing and kick a field goal to bring this to a one-score game? Well, he was so wrought with indecision that he had to burn a timeout. He came back and went for it on 4th-and-4. Murray's pass to Marquise Brown was batted down, and the Rams took over. Still a two-score game. Here's the problem, Cliff. You only got the ball back one more time. The Rams went on a 70-yard drive, taking 5 minutes off the clock, and lucky for you, fumbled at the goal line. Then you matriculated the ball down the field. 17 plays and 5:32 off the clock to kick a field goal with just over a minute to go to narrow the gap to 20-12. When the onside kick failed, all the Rams needed to do was take two knees and the game was over. So why no field goal down 20-9? Here's Cliff Kingsbury.
The 11:29, where you could have kicked a field goal, made it a one possession. Do you regret that?
I don't. I like the call we had. I like what we had going. It just didn't work out for us. You know, that's one of those situations. You analyze everything and the situation in the game and take all those things into account, and just didn't convert it, unfortunately.
Hey, that's our guy Ron Wolf. Wolfie. Hey, Wolfie. He was here with us 2 weekends ago during the Canelo fight. We're going to be doing some stuff with him in Arizona. He didn't feel like field goals were going to get it done. You know, maybe the Cardinals would have been better hiring a different Texas Tech quarterback. Maybe Graham Harrell, possibly better off with Graham Potter. Maybe Billy Graham or Graham Crackers. All right. Number four, keeping up with the Joneses. The mega blockbuster franchise, Jurassic Park's next installment, may very well chronicle Matt Ryan's time in Indianapolis. But on Sunday, it was the Colts who dashed the hopes and dreams of Chiefs backers. Trailing 17-13 with just over 5 minutes left in the game, the Colts and Ryan faced 3rd and 6 from their own 39. Ryan was sacked by Chiefs linebacker Nick Bolton, bringing up 4th and 14. The Colts would have to punt and hope to hold Patrick Mahomes and company on downs for any chance. But wait, Chiefs defensive tackle Chris Jones had some parting words for Matt Ryan, and referee Sean Smith was right there to hear it all and toss a flag for unsportsmanlike conduct. 1st and 10 Colts on the 46. What exactly did Jones say to Ryan? It seems a bigger secret than the whereabouts of Jimmy Hoffa. Referee Smith would only say it was, quote, abusive language towards an opponent. And when asked if it included profanity, he said it'll be in our report to the league. Matt Ryan wouldn't give it up either, commenting, it's a big penalty. You've got to keep your cool sometimes in those situations. And Jones would only say, I don't think I said anything horrendous, but the official called it, and I can't take it back. I take full blame. And the Colts took full advantage. Ryan led them on 10 more plays, culminating with a 12-yard touchdown pass to Jelani Woods with 24 seconds remaining. On Monday, Chief Head Coach Andy Reid quipped, I know talking takes place during the game. The best advice I can give is just don't talk. Probably not, Coach, especially after you just forced a punt in the game's final 5 minutes. Number three, sliced and triced. Jack Trice Stadium in Ames, Iowa was the scene of Saturday's Big 12 twilt between Baylor and Iowa State, and the scene of one of the worst calls in recent years. Leading 10-7 with just under 9 minutes remaining in the second quarter, Baylor faced 3rd and 7 at the Cyclone 29. Baylor handed off to Craig Williams, who was tackled after a short game, forcing a long field goal attempt. But there was a flag on the field. Iowa State was called for a personal foul for a defensive block below the waist. What? A defensive block below the waist. If you're watching on NESN or Marquee or any of those networks that carry us or VSiN.com, we've got the footage. As 6'5", 310-pound Baylor offensive tackle Gavin Byers pulled, Iowa State DB Anthony Johnson, all 207 pounds of him, came up in run support. As Johnson braced for the contact, Byers drove him into the ground, and a personal foul was called for a low block. We've got the still shots here. This is simply outrageous. Matt Campbell, Iowa State head coach and frequent No Hyperbole contributor, was so outraged that he called timeout just so he could go on the field and yell at the officials and beg for them to look at the replay on the big screen. Instead of a 46-yard field goal attempt, Baylor was awarded 1st and 10 at the Cyclone 14, and 5 plays later, Bears quarterback Blake Chapin hit linebacker Dylan Doyle with a 1-yard touchdown pass, and Baylor led 17-7. Let's be honest, Dave Aranda pantsed Campbell for most of the afternoon, but the personal foul on the Cyclones tops the chart for worst flag of the season to date. Number two, do it 3 times, shame on who? We all know the saying, do it once, shame on you, do it twice, shame on me. But who gets the shame when you do it 3 times? The University of Missouri pulled off a trifecta of blunders to steal defeat from the jaws of victory against Auburn on the plains of Jordan-Hare on Saturday afternoon. Trailing 14-0 after the first quarter, the Tigers rallied to tie the game at halftime. And the second half was scoreless when Missouri took over on its own 30-yard line with a minute 28 to go after stopping Tank Bigsby on a 4th-and-1 dive. With 49 seconds left, quarterback Brady Cook hit Dominic Levitt with a 39-yard pass down to the Auburn 3. Auburn was forced to call its second timeout. The next play was especially curious. Cook took the snap and went back 5 yards before kneeling in the middle of the field at the 8. Auburn called their final timeout. Missouri took another knee and then a timeout with 2 seconds left, setting up a game-winning field goal try from Harrison Mavis, who missed, pushing it wide right by inches. Why did Missouri head coach Elliot Drinkwitz have Cook go back 5 yards on the first down play? The field goal may well have been good from 22 or 23 yards out. On to overtime we go, where Auburn gets the ball first. The Missouri defense was stout as it had been in the final 3 quarters of the game. Auburn kicker Anders Carlson missed badly left on his 44-yard field goal attempt, and Missouri took over needing only a field goal. But wait, of course, Missouri was offsides, and Carlson nailed his 39-yard attempt. On Missouri's second play in overtime, running back Nathaniel Pete looked like he was on his way to seal victory for the boys from Columbia as he raced towards the end zone. But as he reached out the ball to stick it inside the pylon, he fumbled it. And Auburn safety Caden Bridges jumped on it in the end zone to secure an ugly victory for Auburn and Brian Harsin's place on the Tigers sideline for at least one more week. 3 catastrophic fails in less than 10 minutes of real time for Missouri, and a bitter pill to swallow to start their SEC campaign. Up next, top-ranked and undefeated national champion Georgia comes a-calling in Columbia. And number 1, Napier-like wit. Florida had beaten Tennessee 16 of the past 17 matchup heading into Saturday's showdown before 102,000 people at Neyland Stadium in Knoxville. Volunteer quarterback Hendon Hooker threw for 348 yards and ran for another 112 as the 12th-ranked Volunteers beat the 22nd-ranked Gators 38-33. The top spot on No Hyperbole was earned by Florida head coach Billy Napier with 4:49 remaining in the game. The Gators had just scored a touchdown and cut the lead to 38-27. Napier went for 2 to cut the deficit from 11-9 and, of course, failed. They scored again with just 17 seconds left in the game, went for 2 again, and didn't get it. They end up losing the game by 5 after a Hail Mary attempt is intercepted on the last play. Let's listen to Billy Napier on why he went for 2 down 11.
You know, there's 2 avenues when you really dig into the numbers about the approach there. You know, first of all, you start talking about playing for a tie, right? When you're on the road, there's a slight advantage for the home team in overtime, right? And then there's certainly a bigger advantage when you're a 2-score favorite, right? I think it's about around 63% advantage if you're the home team playing overtime and you're a 2-point favorite or a 2-score favorite. So that goes into your decision making. And really all you're trying to do is declare the path earlier in the game, right? So you go for 2 there, and if you get it, you're at 9. Okay, now you're in position to win the game with an extra point, whereas if you don't get it, now you're still 2 scores with an additional opportunity to go for 2.
So what you're telling me is if the Florida boosters had bet this number down to 7, we'd have been looking at a field goal tip and maybe talking about overtime instead of these statistics that come from nowhere.
Amazing. Incredible. We'll hash that out a little bit more coming back, and also in-pocket plays next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.